Hearts in Atlantis by Stephen King. 1960. They had a stick sharpened at both ends. Low men in yellow coats. One, a boy and his mother, Bobby's birthday, the new rumor of time and strangers. Bobby Garfield's father had been one of those fellows who start losing their hair in their 20s and are completely bald by the age of 45 or so. Randall Garfield was spared this extremity by dying of a heart attack at 36. He was a real estate agent and breathed his last on the kitchen floor of someone else's house. The potential buyer was in the living room trying to call an ambulance on a disconnected phone when Bobby's dad passed away. At this time, Bobby was 3. He had vague memories of a man tickling him and then kissing his cheeks and his forehead. He was pretty sure that man had been his dad. Sadly missed, it said on Randall Garfield's gravestone, but his mom never seemed all that sad. And as for Bobby himself, well, how could you miss a guy you could hardly remember? 8 years after his father's death, Bobby fell violently in love with the 26-inch Schwinn in the window of the Harwich Western Auto. He hinted to his mother about the Schwinn in every way he knew, and finally pointed it out to her one night when they were walking home from the movies. The show had been The Dark at the Top of the Stairs, which Bobby didn't understand but liked anyway, especially the part where Dorothy McGuire flopped back in a chair and showed off her long legs. As they passed the hardware store, Bobby mentioned casually that the bike in the window would sure make a great 11th birthday present for some lucky kid. "Don't even think about it," she said. "I can't afford a bike for your birthday. Your father didn't exactly leave us well off, you know." Although Randall had been dead ever since Truman was president, and now Eisenhower was almost done with his 8-year cruise, "your father didn't exactly leave us well off" was still his mother's most common response to anything Bobby suggested, which might entail an expenditure of more than a dollar. Usually the comment was accompanied by a reproachful look as if the man had run off rather than died.